That's it, we've got the go-ahead. Phil Bentham wanders away, blows time on, and we're underway in the 2017 Ladbrokes Challenge Cup final. Jamie Shaw with the catch, and it's going to be Liam Watts with the first hitter for the game, and he's been tackled by half the Wigan team. They'll go to the right to Lulawai, and Lulawai goes crossfield with the kick. That's going to bounce, it's going to bounce awkwardly, it's bounced to Gellin, Gellin on the inside to Bateman, and Wigan have pulled a rabbit out of the hat. 4 minutes gone here at Wembley, and John Bateman has put Wigan ahead, and that has come from absolutely nothing.
Williams lines up the kick, and Wigan have the early advantage.
As Williams 6-0. Tags on the goal here. Watts is free. Liam Watts for the line. Watts with a step. Oh, great tackle on Liam Watts. He's short, says Phil Bentham. Just a metre short, last tackle. Houghton at dummy half. Gets it to Kelly. They've got numbers. Kelly too slow. Pops it out the back to Sneed. Sneed with a kick. Looking for Talanoa. And Fatuli Talanoa will score. 12 minutes 40 on the clock. And Hull are back in it. Liam Watts, a metre from the line. But Talanoa rises from the air to catch the kick from Sneed.
Sneed then with the conversion attempt gets the kick away, and the flags are up here at Wembley. Minicello spins. Minicello tries to go again. Minicello, he's in, he's short. No, there's Tuimavave, gets it back to Sneed. Crossfield kick from Sneed, jump ball, it's gone backwards to Manu. Here is Fanua, and Mahe Fanua has scored. Holler in, he's going to go upstairs to the video referee to check it. Has Mahe Fanua scored? The decision on the screen. Try is given, and Hull lead by 10 points to 6. Here is Sneed with the conversion attempt, left footed, kicks on its way, and the flags are up here at Wembley. You're listening to the Challenge Cup final live on Radio Yorkshire. Tompkins hunted down. Tompkins for the line, has lost it. Play on. Talanoa is going to be tackled in goal, and that's, oh, it's going off down below. Jamie Shaw is in the face of Sam Tompkins, and Tompkins has reacted to this. Tompkins has lost it over the line. Shaw and Tompkins have come, Sneed and Tompkins have come together, and Tompkins has thrown the head on. Tompkins has put the head on there in to Sneed. Tompkins has headbutted Sneed. I'm telling you. Powell goes to the left, gets it to O'Loughlin, out of the back to Lulawai. Lulawai to Williams, are still running it. Williams for Gildart. Gildart's got through, and Gildart's got in at the corner. 33 minutes on the clock here, and Wigan have just put a simple shift out to the left and through the hands, and Oliver Gildart is the man who's got in at the corner, and Wigan are back in it here at Wembley. It's Hull FC 12, Wigan Warriors 10. Here is George Williams off that left-hand touchline, and the cheers from the Hull fans will tell you that's drifted across the face of the post, and that is going to be it. Half-time here at Wembley, Hull lead by 12 points to 10. Here is Houghton, comes to the right to Kelly. Kelly pump, double pumps. Kelly's got it out the back to Fanua. Fanua's in! Second try of the game for Mahe Fanua. 49 minutes on the clock.
It'll go to
it's
the screen.
He's going to go upstairs and check it.
It's a
but
try.
Mahe Fanua has scored for Hull FC. 49 minutes gone on the clock. What a finish from Mahe Fanua that is. Here is Sneed, kicks on its way, it's curling round, and there you go, the cries of Sneed ring around Wembley. 10 minutes gone in the second half, and Hull FC lead by 18 points to 10. Le Taylor at the back to Kelly. Kelly been really quiet today. Here is Shaw into the line. Chance here is Shaw to Fanua. Fanua for a hat-trick! And Mahe Fanua gets in! We're 61 minutes on the clock!
Hold on, we're going to the screen.
We're going to the screen. We're going to check something.
Obstruction.
Has Mahe Fanua got a try?
No try.
No try. As McAlorum waits at dummy half. McAlorum goes to the right. Here is Club for the line, and he's lost it over the line. Oh,
he has. He turned to try and put it down. He's saying it was taken out
he's
of my hands.
He's going upstairs to the video referee.
Well, I think Tony Club is saying that ball was reefed out of my hands.
63 minutes on the clock.
I was the one that put it down.
Here it comes, and it is no try. As we suspected, 20 metre restart. As Powell at dummy half gets it to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin flings the pass out to Farrell, 3-on-2. Farrell with the pass for Burgess, and here Wigan have scored on this set, and Joe Burgess at his, who's got in. 73 minutes on the clock, it's game on again here now at Wembley. Joe Burgess gets in at the corner, it's Hull 18, Wigan 14. Strap yourselves in, we're in for a big 7 minutes.
This is a big kick from Williams, he's missed it.
He's missed it to the left of the post.
Still one score.
Rich, keep an eye on the clock. You can do the countdown.
I think the whole fans will do that for you.
It's too far away for me to run.
Taylor takes it in. And Taylor, get up, play on. Don't give a penalty away.
10 seconds.
Here we go.
10 seconds.
Taylor will get up and play it. Houghton at dummy half. Gets it to Fatuli Talanoa. Talanoa with some steps. And that is it. Oh, it's play on! It's play on! It's Fatuli Talanoa! Talanoa for the line! Talanoa to Watts! Watts has got one to beat! Watts is going to be tackled 5 metres short of the line, and that is it! Hull FC are back-to-back Challenge Cup winners here at Wembley! They've won by 18 points to 14 in what has been the best Wembley final since the game came back here in 2007, and Hull have gone back to back, 18 points to 14 they've won, and the black and white are the 2017 winners of the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup final.